Music by Rossini. It was the overture Il Signor Bruschino, and we heard the Zagreb Festival Orchestra and Mikhail Halas conducting here on WRTI 90.1. A work that a violinist that we have in the studio would love to hear, only because they're tapping their bows on the music stand. You have to make sure you have your inexpensive bow with you. Yes. Well, we have guests in our studio today, and they are the Carlock Combe Duo, consisting of violinist Guillaume Combe and pianist Sandra Carlock, joining us for a program of French works for violin and piano that don't involve tapping your bow on the music stand. Welcome.
Thank you.
We're going to start right with music today. Now, these works today are works that appeared on a CD that you did last year.
Yes. Right.
French violin sonatas. So we're going to hear some of the Saint-Saëns sonata. Which one is
it? It's number one in D minor.
A number one in D minor.
And it would be the second movement. Mm-hmm. It's actually divided into two long movements because first and second are merged in third and fourth. But we're doing the actual second, which is part of the first, theoretically. Okay. That's too confusing.
It's not really. He liked to do that. He did that with his organ symphony, I think.
Yes.
Right. He combined all the movements into nobody knows when one starts and the other begins. But we will get to hear that. Now, this is the official second movement of the Saint-Saëns D minor. And here are the members of the Carlock Combe Duo. And they'll be performing live in our performance studio. And you can watch us, by the way, on Facebook as well. Thank you. A lovely work, the Sonata in D minor by Saint-Saëns. We heard the second movement of it, and our guests, the Carlock Combe Duo, performing today. And we have some other goodies to hear in the next little bit here as well. But we're really glad to have you here. Before we go any further, you've done a first today, Sandra.
Oh,
because you're the first guest we've had who's been in a traffic accident on the way to the studio.
Oh, goodness, yes.
Just on the way in.
I was rear-ended badly, and it was a shock. I got quite a bit of whiplash, I'm afraid. But here I am.
We're really glad to have you. And Guillaume, welcome. Now, Sandra, you've been here before. I think you had a CD came out a few years ago.
Yes,
of
McDowell,
right?
Yes.
And we've played that on the air a number of times. But this is a newer, it's a newer group for you because since then you've come together with Guillaume and formed this duo about 4 years ago now.
Right. Yes.
How did that all come about?
We met for a fundraiser for my wife's school, music school, Settlement. And we met, and we had we played a program last minute. You know, we put together a few pieces, and it clicked. It worked very well. That fundraiser, you know, was a success. And so I got a call from Sandra a few days later and said, "Hey, you know, it feels like we had a good, you know, good vibes and good, you know, good recital. So let's try to." Perceive and try to work together and see what's going.
Interestingly, the accent that you have indicates where you're from. And does that have anything to do with the program that that you recorded on this CD?
Well, I think in a way, perhaps. Mm-hmm. I don't know that. Well, when we first started working on all of these pieces, we didn't necessarily think that it was going to become a disc.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so we had worked on the Franck and gotten that going, and also the Saint-Saëns. But then when I contacted my friend and producer of Psalm Recordings in England about the possibility of doing a disc, and she was very excited about it, we had to find another piece to fill in for the three so that we'd have a reasonably, you know, a disc of reasonable length. And we discovered the Poulenc. Guillaume, do you remember exactly how that came about? I think you're the one who found it.
Yes, I was looking into my library and trying to find something. And I just happened to find that music that was actually given by me by my former teacher back in France. And it was a gift before I got into the Paris Conservatory. He gave it to me and said maybe he was hoping one day if I practice very hard, he was hoping that I would eventually have a chance to play it because he loved that piece. At the time, I think there was not that many recording of it.
He's kind of an unappreciated or underappreciated
composer. Yes.
And when you hear his music, it's always an eye-opener because you think, boy, this is wonderful.
This is great stuff.
Why does no one do it? Well, we're glad you did it. And you're doing some of that today as well.
Mm-hmm.
Next or at the end?
That's the next...
Next thing. Yes. So we're going to hear a little piece of that today.
Okay.
And it's a marvelous work that I know you'll enjoy. Again, the Carlock Combe Duo, and this time it's Poulenc for violin and piano. Thank you. Poland is so full of surprises, and you think something's going to happen and you're going to go somewhere, and all of a sudden he just completely changes direction. Marvelous music. Thank you for bringing that here today. The Carlock Combe Duo, and they are Guillaume Combe, violin pianist Sandra Carlock. And obviously you've been playing together. You've been playing together for 4 years, but there's a lot of practice that goes into this.
Yes, absolutely.
Especially with a piece like this, it's not one that's frequently performed, but it's one that has particular demands.
Yeah, it's very tricky. Yeah.
And we do rehearse a lot. We try to make it as foolproof as possible, obviously. But by the same token, we really enjoy playing together so much, and so.
Yeah. It's a drug, you know. Just we need to practice. We need to play together. We need to perform. It's definitely a drug. It's just something necessary for us to do.
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
Speaking of performing, you will be in a week here. Yes. What's happening?
Temple, you mean? Yes.
Temple
at Rock Hall. Yes. Next Friday, we're performing, and we are doing a whole new program. Consisting of, if I can give you a couple of, so we're doing Arvo Part Fratres. We're starting with this, and then we're doing Schubert Grand Duo, and then we jump to Dvorak. And the idea, we're playing only two pieces of the romantic pieces by Dvorak, because right after we're going to do versions of Chrysler. Dvorak Chrysler of Slavonic dancers. He's using some of the theme that Dvorak had in his I just forgot the name, on the precedent pieces, you mm-hmm. know. And so he's using the theme on a different tonality.
It's
and
one of the romantic pieces.
One of the romantic pieces, sorry,
playing,
yes.
Yeah.
So he's doing his own translation, his own ideas of what Dvorak wrote. And then we finish with Grieg, Grand Sonata,
C minor sonata,
and eventually, if we get an encore, maybe we'll play Sinding also, which is not often played.
Sinding.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Wonderful.
Jack, could I say something about the disc before we leave it all?
Sure.
Together?
Actually, I was going to come back to that. So
by all means, go ahead.
So it's SOMM, S-O-M-M
yes.
is the label,
yes.
and it's French Violin Sonatas, and it came out actually a year ago this month, did it?
Just about, yes,
yeah. Right.
In the UK,
mm-hmm.
and here in this country in June, and we were very... I'm unbelievably surprised and happy to find that we had actually made the best recording of the month list, mm-hmm. Music Web International. And I don't know if you know Music Web International, but it's they review about 25,000 CDs a year. And so to have been chosen as one of the very few recordings of the month was a real honor. And then in December, again, a great surprise. We were chosen as one of the best of 2017, best recordings of 2017 by MusicWeb.
Very, congratulations.
So,
and we're hearing that, portions of what is on that CD today in our live broadcast today, which will conclude with the part of the music of César Franck's violin sonata, yes? And
yes.
That is a wonderful sonata that I know our listeners will enjoy today.
And could I give a shout out to our producer at SOMM?
Shout. Yeah. Shout away.
I had known Siva because of my connection with the McDowell disc that you mm-hmm. mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast. But I just think she is amazing. She is the kind of person, she has a great ear. She's calm, she's collected, she doesn't get agitated, you know. She asks for 3 full takes of every single movement, and
wow.
so that the flow of the piece is captured.
Yeah.
And I mean, let's say if an airplane flew over that we didn't hear or something, then that was picked up by the mics.
Right,
you know, we're
right.
we're completely covered. So it's very intensive and very hard work. But she, I mean, Guillaume, I think you found that she was enormously helpful.
Yeah, very, very, very much, yeah.
Yeah.
Very intense.
So.
Now, there's one other thing about the disc that we didn't mention, and I guess you can't see it till you get it. that is the cover on
yes.
the notes in the disc. Where did that come from?
Guillaume, do you know where it came from?
From France, I believe so.
Actually, it's one of my photographs. I do a lot of photography as well. And Siva Oak, again, the producer of Psalm, decided that one of my photographs should grace the cover.
Wonderful.
And so we chose this particular photograph.
Shot, yeah. It's fantastic. I love that picture. Yeah, it really represents the country.
Yeah.
Beautifully.
So Psalm Classics, and what's the title of the CD?
Simply Violin Sonatas.
Uh-huh. And it's the Carlock Combe Duo, featuring the people we have live in our studio today, who will wrap up our broadcast with a movement of the Franck Sonata.
Yes, the last movement.
The last movement of the Franck Sonata, which is, again, one of those works that, it's in a lot of the repertoire of many violinists because it's just a wonderful sonata. So we're going to get to hear the final movement of that this afternoon as we broadcast live from the WRTI Performance Studio, and hope you're watching on Facebook as well. Thank you. just a lovely work, and thank you for bringing it to us today. The Carlock Combe Duo performing French violin sonatas, as we heard parts of today, from the CD that came out from them last year on the Somme Classics label. And thank you for coming today. We really appreciate hearing your recital today and preparing for next week.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Yes, Jack.